Hello and welcome back to Betch Slapped. I'm Jordana.
I'm Sammy.
Here we are.
Why do we always start so underwhelmed?
What? I don't know. It's like another week. This is actually recently we've had to kind of like dig deep for pop culture events to talk about. I feel like things were kind of slow, but now
I woke up this morning like it was Christmas morning, ready to talk about what's going on Betch Slapped. Yeah. Like my immediate thought when I heard about this Pete and Ariana breakup and about Meghan Markle's baby
there's so much to talk about.
There's
also like Selena Justin kind of stuff too.
Okay.
It's really big. Someone in retrograde.
I mean, probably there's always something in retrograde.
All right. Okay. What should we start
with? Let's get into Pete and Ariana.
Okay. And then we'll see what we have time for.
So I just want to preface this by, okay, Pete and Ariana's breakup, and you also mentioned Justin and Selena. Mm-hmm. All this stuff is coinciding with my new obsession with this podcast or this person called Enty Lawyer.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone had, like, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, like, literally when I was in high school, I was reading this website called Crazy Days and Nights, where they would have blind items, and basically what he'll write is like a description of two people and a situation. Okay. And then it's blind, so you have to guess what it is, and then he would reveal them.
Oh,
I guess. But
so it's like a game.
Yeah. So he's been doing this for 10 years. It used to be called Crazy Days and Nights. Now he's Enty Lawyer on Instagram, and he has a podcast.
Okay.
On Patreon.
So what does that have to do with?
Okay. So he has all the dirt on the celebrities. Like, he has all the inside info.
How?
Because he has
the celebrity. He's like
literally
sneaks.
He's literally, well, Robert Downey Jr. is one of his major sources. He spent like literally 10 years cultivating these people, and he knows just so much about what's going on in Hollywood, and he's typically right. Mm-hmm. So the other day I listened to the Selena Gomez deep dive. I'll get into that with you later, but this morning I listened to the Pete and Ariana deep dive, and it seems like their relationship was pretty insanely unhealthy. They were constantly doing drugs, according to him,
the guy, the podcast,
or lawyer.
Okay, yeah,
yeah, not according to Pete,
right? I mean, she used to date Mac Miller, and he had clearly a drug problem, so I wouldn't be surprised if.
Right, but she gets sort of painted as like, oh, she was his savior, but apparently she was on some things too with him, right. And she still is now. So the way that this breakup went, okay, this is how he sets up the relationship. Ariana paid for like everything.
This is all like alleged, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Right. Everything, yeah. I'm saying, okay, is alleged, and I'm just repeating what I heard on another podcast.
Don't sue us, Ariana. Sorry.
We're her biggest problem.
Anyway.
But so she and Pete were doing like a lot of drugs together, and she was paying for everything and everything of his. I think that she even may have paid for the engagement ring.
Okay.
And she would, and basically what she like needed him around for was to like hit up new drug dealers, because like she didn't want to constantly like be hitting up different drug dealers.
Did she have like an assistant who could do that?
Well, I don't know if
it's like fake being engaged to do that.
I think the engagement was like an impulsive fun thing.
Right.
And he was obviously more obsessed with her than she was with him. Mm-hmm. And she was like, and he was at the end, he was basically begging her like, okay, apparently after Mac Miller kills himself, or Enty Lawyer thinks that maybe he was killed. That's another. This is the best podcast ever.
So like, this it's is like, a, is life. This a conspiracy theorist podcast?
No, or this is guy like is like, this guy is well established. Like, I think
who are his sources?
I told you one of them, like his most famous known one is Robert Downey Jr. But he like had, he, people he all like over the, Hollywood will talk to him.
Is he like the reality Steve of the pop, the Young Hollywood franchise?
Yes, he is. He is the like the reality Steve of that, pretty much. And what was I saying? So she was really upset about Mac Miller, and this made Pete like really insecure, and he kept being like, well, are you gonna break up with me? Like, do you love me? Like, what's going on? Like, and she kept canceling more engagements because she was like stressed out and like more doing drugs.
You mean like more like shows or something?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Like appearances.
How many people was she engaged to?
No, she was canceling like all these appearances because she was like on drugs
and probably like really depressed about this guy she dated for 5 years is dead. That's like really see how that would fuck you up.
I'm not saying that, like, I'm not blaming her, I'm just saying like it's all here's sort the, of like right.
Here's what I mean. I don't want to again generalize, but I feel like if you're dating someone for 5 years that has a very serious drug problem, you yourself, it'd be very rare for someone to have not dabbled in that themselves, just because like it's not, if I've never done drugs before, I'm probably not dating someone who does a lot of drugs,
right? Exactly.
just probably not, like, definitely, but like,
well, another thing that NC Lawyer said was that, so the reason Ariana was paying for everything is because one, she makes
more money.
A ton more money. And two, Pete spends all of his money on drugs.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe they should all go to rehab.
That's what I'm getting from this podcast, is that the two of them, Selena, Justin.
What's going on with Selena?
So as Selena.
I'm like, as you know, I am.
Selena apparently.
Very into Selena Gomez.
Again, according to NT Lawyer, okay. This is all alleged. She allegedly tried to kill herself. Because, okay. Like. He said something about the fact that she had had like a commitment ceremony with this like older man who then like ditched her, and she was depressed about that. She was depressed about Haley
what older
and Justin.
Man? Anonymous older man.
I don't know. Yeah. Like some guy.
Right.
And he,
she,
I guess,
so she
just, ghosted
his
her.
Whole, like, she had a breakdown thing is really her trying to kill herself.
Well, yes, that. But apparently, like, I don't know if this is true, and I feel really bad saying it if it's not, is that like she was even the kidney transplant was because of like drugs, like because she needed a new kidney because of doing drugs.
I just thought she had lupus.
That's what I was
maybe
pretty
it's
sure
like
about
she
too.
Had lupus and she also did drugs and that didn't help the situation.
Right. I think
it's
it
probably
could be that.
Like a combination of things.
I mean, you really like,
I don't believe she like made up that she had lupus.
I don't think so either. Right. But apparently that's like what
this guy is saying, that she doesn't have lupus.
He didn't say that she doesn't have lupus, but he said that that was the real reason for the kidney transplant was because she had like worn it out from doing drugs.
Well,
and right. I just want to get to something that's like deeper in terms of both Ariana and Selena Gomez.
Okay.
Something he says about both of them is that, I mean, they obviously grew up as like children stars through Disney. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of what got them to be this fucked up is that they were like passed around with these Nickelodeon executives, like in a sexual assault kind of way.
They were like sexually abused.
Yeah. He's like, that's something he like hammers home like all the time, is that like
really
like as young kids and as teenagers they were sexually abused, and they were basically like, and that, as you know, drives people to
right
depression, anxiety, drugs,
right,
that sort of thing. And it makes sense that's kind of like the world that they came from.
Yeah, I wonder if that's true, but I mean, if it is, it's really fucked up. I know Selena Gomez from Wikipedia-ing her that she grew up with like a teen mother and her parents were like not together. And I remember reading one story about how she and her mom would like go like pick up the recycled like cans. Like they literally had no money at all. So, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that, and it's same with Justin, like really fucked up childhood, really fucked up stuff. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure that leaves Pete Davidson too. Right. I'm sure that leaves you very vulnerable to being like. If someone was going to take advantage of you, like very open to, wouldn't you think they would come forth with that though?
No. Well, first of all, right now, the climate of like people coming forward about sexual assault is like much different than it was then.
Right. But I'm saying, don't you think they would come out now and be like, this is what happened to me?
I don't know. I can't say that I would say that they definitely would do that, because it like there's a stigma about it. There's still a stigma. It's not like it's traumatic. First of all, it's traumatic for them.
Right.
And second of all, it's stigmatized,
so
and they
this
don't want to screw up
know
their relationships. He doesn't know who it was.
Or
I mean,
he's just
who
where,
the
how
assailants
he,
were.
Right. Like who did he get this information from?
He said
from?
Dan Schneider. I mean, this is like a widely known thing that Dan Schneider at Nickelodeon like has some serious like casting couch allegations. I mean, allegedly, yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's fucked up.
So that's like what this guy says. I'm literally just repeating what he said.
So they broke up because of the Mac Miller thing, kind of started this insecurity on Pete Davidson's part.
Well, no, I don't think it was just that. They broke up because this was never like
a real deep thing. Well, he got a lot of really good PR out of it. So I think that really good in the sense that I now know who he is and I didn't before. And
right.
So do I think millions of other people.
Right. Fair. But like, I think it maybe isn't good in the sense that you have... It isn't like so different from Selena and Justin, other than the fact that it's like short term, in that you have like these like highly insecure, codependent, insecurely attached men who then treat the women, right, and women, right, who then are in these like highly dysfunctional relationships, mm-hmm, and treat the women like shit. He said, anti-lawyer said that Pete Davidson treated Cassie David and Carly Aquilino like shit. So we could at least confirm one of those.
Why? What was I going to say? So why did? So what's going on with Justin? He just visited her. Does he have anything to say about that?
No, I haven't heard more about that. But the episode I listened to was like the Selena Gomez deep dive.
Right.
So it wasn't like the Justin one. But okay. I think he is going to do one about Justin and Selena, he said, soon. You guys should really subscribe to this. It does cost money.
I really want to know like what the deal is. Like, will...
You should listen to this podcast.
I don't listen to podcasts besides the all the Betches ones.
She doesn't listen to those either. But it's fun. No, but this one is like really
entertaining. I don't listen to podcasts. I just record them.
Yeah. No, but you honestly, you would. This is like so juicy. And
I know, I mean, but
you
I also
could say
like,
you don't believe it. Maybe
I'm not saying
not
I don't
true,
believe it. I almost kind of feel, I'm not saying I don't believe it. I almost feel like it's wrong. Do you feel like it's wrong to even listen to it? Like, these are these people's like somewhat private.
Why is it
lives
wrong to listen to the truth about people when you have everything else? You have the Us Weeklies, you have the Peoples, you have the Vogues. The,
would you want someone listening to the truth about you?
No, but
on a paid subscribe podcast.
No, I wouldn't. But I
like some guy out there is just making money off of spilling your innermost personal secrets that you don't want out to the world. That's your complete most inner private life.
I absolutely
talking about
would
you being
not
molested as a child.
I absolutely would not. But here's the thing. They have everything else on their side. They have all the main publications that publish basically what their PR people tell those publications right to publish. So this guy is like a reality Steve being like, okay, they have all the legitimate quote unquote publications that, mm-hmm, you know, they get like the true state. They
yeah
get the statement from the publicist. And then you have this, which is like, what's really going on? Do we have a right? Really, the question is, do we have a right
to know what's really going on? Is it any of our business what's really going on?
Here's the thing. Why is it? Okay, maybe we don't have a right to know what's really going on. But then why lie to us?
You're saying they should not say anything.
Here's the thing. I'm less upset about like not knowing about
really
their deep secrets.
I feel like Selena's not saying anything. It's not like she's like coming out being like, I'm like totally, I guess with the
everything
with the
she
kidney
does
thing,
everything maybe she does is an attempt to craft her image through her publicist.
Right.
So it's
so
like,
that she can continue to like work on her career though.
Is she like,
yeah, she has like multiple albums.
Right. I know. But like,
and
she
does like live shows.
Well, first of all, another thing he talks about is like opportunities that like these people, because they have these issues, will like forego, or they will like drop out of because they basically like can't function.
Like what?
Well, I can't remember the example, but it was in the Selena Gomez. I don't remember if he was talking about Selena or he was like on a tangent about someone else, but he like mentioned a situation about someone who like was supposed to release like a whole album and then she like didn't because she couldn't make any good song. Oh, it was Rihanna. Oh. That's who he was talking about. Like Rihanna like couldn't record like all these things. Oh, I listened to the Jay-Z and Beyonce deep dive and that shit is like insane.
Well, I want to hear about that.
Because they're the most crafted.
This is going to become the repurposed anti-lawyer whatever podcast.
It's like the free version.
It's the free version.
But here's
the, I
don't know.
That is the question. Like, do
I think
we have
it does
a right to know?
Which go also, to the question of, right, but do we have a right to know? Maybe not. But do we have a right to not want to be lied to? I don't care about knowing the truth as much as I care about not being lied to. Do you see the difference?
I understand that. I also like feel like if being lied to isn't really affecting my life, it's like, okay, like for me to be lied to I'm not losing anything really.
Are you?
This isn't my life.
Would you,
so it's like,
would you
I'm
pay
just
for tickets to a Selena Gomez concert?
What would her personal life have to do with that? If I did pay for tickets to a Selena Gomez concert because I like Selena
because
Gomez
maybe,
music.
Okay, but maybe these celebrities could not have these images that they have if it weren't for like all this shit that's basically used to build them
right
up.
Right. I mean, if everyone knew exactly who everyone else was, yeah, maybe that's the question. Like, do we, yeah, do we have a right to, if it was like the government who was like secretly like watching me, yeah, I think I have a right to know. If it's like Selena Gomez who actually has like, it does more
the
drugs.
The government is secretly watching you.
If Selena Gomez does like more drugs than I think she's doing, like, and is it my business? Like, not really.
I mean, is it, but is it your business that to hear this bullshit about how Selena's like this perfect girl and like she and Justin are so
that's
in love?
That's also not my business.
Right. Exactly. Right. So like, why is okay? Why is one lie okay, but not another? That's just,
I don't know.
Look, I don't know. This yeah. is, I mean, I think that even
the
bigger,
debate, right. The debate
even
could
a
be
bigger
made
point,
either way.
Even a bigger point is like, why is there an industry? And I mean, we have a podcast that we're now discussing this on. Why is there an industry built on celebrity gossip?
Because the celebrities are the gods of our time.
Okay, but here's the thing. No one that's gossips about Picasso's life and he's making paintings. Like, or he was making paintings and were people gossiping about
because
like.
Because no one gave a shit about his paintings while he was alive.
I don't think that's true for
Isn't
him.
That true?
They did.
Or was that
yeah,
someone else?
That's Van Gogh.
Because it was a different time. There wasn't mass media the way there is. There was no way to disseminate that information in the same way.
Okay, let's say like...
people were definitely gossiping about Frank Sinatra.
Okay, let's say J.K. Rowling. You don't really hear much about like gossip about her life.
Right, well, that's the other story. It's like, if I reveal a little bit about my life, does that mean you get to know all of it? If I want to share like a little bit about who I am, like, does that mean it's your right to know everything?
The problem is not about revealing one thing or another. It's about like the... and again... this isn't like me advocating for the Us Weeklies and it's not me advocating for the Enty Lawyer or the Reality
right.
Steve.
I'm not even really sure what the answer is. I don't think there is 100% a correct answer.
Right. If I were going to point to a problem, it would be like the existence of an industry around gossip about people's lives who the point of their life is not the gossip. Like the reason those people are famous is because of their music. So then why is there this like side industry that's based on knowing stuff about these people?
I think that's just human nature. Like, yeah, it didn't used to exist because there wasn't ways to get it out as much. But in the old days of kings and queens, when those were people were like the gods, people in like the villages would be talking about them too. They wanted to know everything that was going on with them too. Like whoever the godlike figures are, there's just natural human curiosity. I don't think it necessarily is like something that would change or like even a reflection of our particular culture. I feel like it's just human nature to kind of want to know whoever's like the most famous, biggest person of the time. The more you want to know about them, the more you're like, because they seem like a mythical creature because they're so big.
Right. So maybe the problem is us and the fact that we care so much.
I think it's definitely more us than them. They're just regular people. Everyone, all the kings and queens of the past were these regular people.
Right. Who like, happened to be in this position.
Right. Who happened to be in this, the most well-known people among their area.
Okay.
Also, Royal
speaking,
of speaking of Royal
Queens,
Baby, I really want to know what the deal is with these people. Have no talent either.
Here's what kills me about this Meghan Markle thing. It's like, yes, I was fully, I knew she was, I've known she was pregnant for the past month. Like I've been like, I would have put money on it.
Okay. Sammy did a deep dive in her dumpster found her pregnancy test.
No, honestly, there was no evidence other than just looking at pictures. She appeared to be
pregnant.
Well,
she's also like a woman of age. For having a baby. She's like a little on the older side.
She said she wanted to have a baby right away. So yeah, as soon as she gets pregnant, like it's happening.
37?
36 or 37.
She was 36 when she got married.
She's
that was like, what, 6 months ago?
I think she's 37.
37.
Okay. So,
so
she
like
looks pregnant. You could tell by what she was wearing. Everything she was wearing was meant to hide her stomach or attract attention away from her stomach. She looks like she's a very thin woman. Mm-hmm. So she looked a little bit bigger and then it became
noticeable.
Do you
think she was pregnant before the wedding?
No. No. Definitely not because the baby's coming in the spring.
Right.
Okay, but whatever. She's pregnant. Interesting.
She's pregnant. No one's that surprised. I feel like she kind of like had to be. It was like only a matter of time if she want, like, you know what I mean?
As long as she was able to have a baby, it was going to happen as soon as possible.
I think their kid's
going to
be really cute.
I agree.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's a lot of mix of different looks.
Right. Like, will it have red hair?
Yeah.
Will it have like
dark
skin?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Meghan Markle is really, really pretty.
She's really pretty. And Harry's like not, I don't think that cute, but like together, I think they will make like a...
I hope it's a girl.
Interesting baby.
I just find girl
also,
babies seem more exciting.
I thought it was a little fucked up that she like announced it like literally the day after the Princess Eugenie's wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, like that's, can you like let her have the weekend?
Princess Eugenie.
Is that her name?
Eugenie.
Eugenie?
Yeah.
Eugenie. Princess Eugenie.
Princess Eugenie.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so let's move on to an email.
I'm just, no one has ever said her name out loud to me. I don't know how you say it. I'm
Do you
sorry.
Not watch the coverage of no, all the royal weddings?
I don't care that much about the royals.
We
but
watch
I did,
coverage.
This is the first time I figured out who the fuck she was, actually. But like, I did think it was kind of messed up. Like, let her have the weekend.
I've known who she was before Kate Middleton.
Did they really have to like announce this? Like, this is her day.
Well, maybe Meghan doesn't like when other people take the spotlight.
I thought it was a little fucked up. Like, she could wait a week.
Or she was trying to, like...
Can't she just do it next week? Like, this is her wedding weekend.
I know.
I just found out who she was. Let her have the weekend.
I know who Eugenie was. I've known Eugenie since...
Okay, like, serious royal family buffs know who she is, but, like, people
I'm
who
not
are
a buff. I just know since Kate Middleton's wedding because I remember also Gary Jannetty, you know, Gary Jannetty on Instagram. He did like the funniest coverage of Princess Eugenie. Like you know what he does with like, what's his name? Prince George.
Okay.
He was like all his captions were like, she's
really
not
funny.
A maid.
That's so funny.
It was really funny.
Okay.
Today's show is sponsored by Talkspace, the online therapy company that lets you message a licensed therapist from anywhere at any time. All you need is a computer with an internet connection or the Talkspace mobile app. That means you can improve your mental health even if you've had trouble making time for it in the past.
But you can't imagine anything fitting anything else into your life? Well, with Talkspace, therapy isn't as easy as sending your therapist a message. So to get something off your chest whenever you need to, you can talk about everyday challenges at work or at home. Just chat about life. No extra commutes, no leaving the office, no judgments. And therapy isn't just about venting your innermost thoughts or digging into childhood memories, although we have a lot of fun with that. It's also about practical everyday strategies for stress management and living a happier life. Having a therapist provides you a designated person for you to talk to who is trained to listen and help you make a positive change.
The Talkspace platform has over 2,000 licensed therapists who are experienced in addressing life challenges that we all face. To match with the perfect therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, and it is fucking expensive, go to Talkspace.com/Betch and use the code Betch to get $45 off your first month. Show your support for this show.
That's steal.
It is a steal. That's Talkspace.com/Betch. Okay, right,
let's do an email.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Anyways, wait.
Okay.
This started in the middle of nowhere, this email.
What she did. Okay. So sometimes people give a lot of praise and sometimes need to cut it in the interest of time.
Okay. I have been abroad for about a month now. And to be honest, it's not exactly the dream that I had pictured in my head. I have some theories as to why I don't love it as much as I should. Paris is a lot bigger than expected. I live with a host family. I'm far from friends who live in an apartment, new city, etc. All of these things have factored into why I think this dream of a semester that I've been thinking about since I was in middle school is turning out to be not all that it's cracked up to be. I really just wanted to write in and see if these feelings are valid. I feel this immense pressure to be having the most incredible time of my life because of everything I've heard and the insane amount of money it costs. So every time I feel like things aren't so picture perfect, it genuinely crushes me. When in small inconveniences happen, I become extremely upset simply because of this crazy pressure to have a perfect time. For example, I invited all of my college friends who are abroad to stay at my family apartment on the coast of Italy. Ooh. Can I go?
Nice.
I assume people would jump at this opportunity, but my one friend canceled last week and one of my friends says she couldn't come last night. I asked some of my friends here in Paris, but at this point they've already made other plans. So it will literally be me and my other good friends who studies with me in Paris, which is fine, but I just wanted more people to be able to come. I freaked out at my friend who canceled on me last night, and I just want to know if this is an overreaction or if I'm justified in being upset with her. Her canceling really crushed me, and I just wanted her to know that. All of this, I think, comes from an underlying feeling of not loving abroad, and this was just the cherry on top. Anyways, please, I need your help with the situation. I hope you can give me some of the great advice I hear every day while I sit on the metro. From Underwhelmed Abroad Batch. I have a thought on this.
I have a thought too. Why don't you go first?
So one is that this is like totally fine to be underwhelmed. Like, especially if this is like one of your first times traveling and like experiencing the world, like you might not like it as much as you thought it, as much as you thought it did. You probably were basing a lot of your hopes and dreams on the fact that it looks really fun on Instagram when other people do it.
I mean, you
but they, you don't, they don't show you the nitty gritty. The other thing is you're a month in. It actually takes one
while.
Month for culture shock to
according
fully
to the seminar that we went to abroad.
yes yeah. According to the seminar we went to abroad, it takes a month for culture shock to like peak, so you're probably going through this like very normal phenomenon that you're in a foreign place, you're not used to anything, and those small inconveniences that seem like no big deal, they become a bigger deal.
I feel like when you went abroad, you like didn't necessarily love it first.
Me?
Right?
If you remember there correctly. Yes, I was gonna say right. that next. There were parts that I did not like about it. Like there were definitely times that I like did not have as much fun as there were times that I had like an amazing time, but I did not handle the culture shock well. When I and I'm the kind of person who when I travel and I'm in a very foreign place, my anxiety definitely like acts mm-hmm. up and it takes me some adjusting. And that's normal. That's okay. Not everyone is like able to go to a new place and have no emotional reaction to it. Like some people do. And that's okay if it's you.
Right. Yeah. I think a lot of people have that issue abroad because it's like one of those things you feel like a lot of just like any it's almost like your birthday. It's like you feel a lot of pressure to like have a great time. You feel a lot of pressure to really enjoy where you're at. It's like a once in a lifetime experience, not your birthday, but abroad in any case. And I think it's just the kind of thing where it's like you can feel kind of lonely because you are like further away from people that you think might be having more fun. I think with this friend that canceled on you, it's nothing really that your freak out has nothing to do with her. It has to do with you and the fact that you're just like unhappy at the moment and feeling like you should be having an amazing time. Like you're in Paris. Like when do you get to do that again?
Right.
But I think what I would say is take like a day, or probably by the time you listen to this, it'll be more than that. Take a little bit, kind of like think about like why you're feeling this way. It's definitely more about you. Text your friend and just be like, I'm sorry I freaked out at you. I'm just feeling like a little lonely and like sad. And I was really looking forward to like seeing everyone at this house in, what is it, Italy or something? Or yeah. Paris, whatever. I was really looking forward to like seeing everyone. And I just felt like very overwhelmed that people were not wanting to come. And I just felt bad. So I'm sorry if I'm freaking out at you. It's just really about me. And I'm just like having a little bit of a hard time abroad right now.
Yeah. And give yourself some time to adjust and know that it's like normal. It's not your fault. Right. It's fine.
And here's the other thing. A lot of the times when you're really uncomfortable in a new city or in any aspect of life, like your first thought is to just like, I need to get around my friends. I need to be around my comfortable thing. But like feeling uncomfortable is really what helps you grow. And this seems like a really good opportunity since you can't really change it to kind of like lean into figuring yourself out and kind of exploring things on your own and taking yourself out of your comfort zone and maybe not liking it for a bit because you are in a strange city. But also think like, yeah, I'm in Paris. None of my friends are really here. So like if I'm ever going to like kind of figure out how to do a city by myself, like I kind of almost have regrets that I never really got to do that. And I think I probably would have hated it too at first. But it's the kind of thing where if you stick through it, you're like, oh, I can like discover new things and meet people I would have never met before and kind of do things on my own and feel kind of shitty, but also grow from it. Cause like you never really grow when you're like around all the same people all the time and you never meet new people or do new things or feel a little weird. Like you kind of have to feel weird.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Speaking of abroad, I studied abroad in Florence, and I have to say Florence has like the best leather ever. And since studying there, I'm like kind of obsessed with Italian leather, which brings us to our sponsor today, which is MGemmi, which is an Italian footwear company. It's a luxury company. We just got our first pair. They're amazing.
Yeah. So they're made by the same family owned workshops in Italy where the most well-known luxury brands are made. That's where these MGemmi shoes are from.
Right. And what shoes did you get?
I got, they were like loafers.
Okay.
What did you get?
I got these like sandals. They're so beautiful. They're like studded, open toed. I'm very excited to wear them. It's a little late in the season.
Ready for winter.
I'm going to Mexico soon for a wedding. So I'm really excited to wear them there. They're like beautiful. They're really, really well crafted.
But here's the best part. You have this luxury Italian leather as these insane brands at a third of the price.
Yeah, that's like the best part.
Yeah. So go see for yourself how amazing these shoes are at mgemmi.com/betches. You'll get $50 off your first pair, which is like kind of a lot of money off.
It's a lot of money.
And
these are really, really high quality shoes.
Yeah.
Seriously, like I got them. I tried them on. They fit great. They look great. They're awesome. And it's so you get $50 off your first pair. That's the letter mgemmi.com/betches for $50 off your first pair. mgemmi.com/betches. MGemmi, Italian luxury made the old way, sold the new way.
I'm literally going to use this promo code to get another pair.
You should.
Should we play some games?
Let's play some games. Also, guys, just so you know, make sure that you pre-order our book, When's Happy Hour? It comes out on
October 23rd.
October 23rd. What day of the week is that?
Tuesday.
It comes out
1 week from tomorrow to when the day this comes out.
It comes out 1 week from today.
Yeah.
Yes. Please pre-order it. It's going to be a great book. You're going to love it. It's going to give you all this, all kinds of advice about work and career and finding your destiny and writing a resume.
It sounds like Jordana has never read the book, but she has.
It is finding your destiny. It really is. It's because it's like that's self-fulfillment. That's your legacy.
Yeah, that really, it really is
in
about
the real,
fulfillment.
In the grand scheme of things, that's really what it's about.
Yes. And if you pre-order and send a screenshot of your pre-order to whh@betches.com, you will be automatically entered to win a Louis Vuitton Neverfull bag, which will be announcing the winner on October 23rd. So please pre-order before then.
Please.
Thank you.
Games All right, let's time. Play some games. All right. Would you rather have lived 4 months abroad in college or right now?
Right now. Hands down. I think right now I'm mentally and emotionally equipped to appreciate it more, to enjoy it more. And like you were saying,
mature enough,
be
yeah.
okay with that discomfort and realize that that was for growth. Whereas in college, I was just like, where's the next good time?
Right. Where are my Americans at?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, where are we going tonight?
For the record, Sammy was in Seville. I was in Florence.
Yeah.
We both lived with people that we knew.
Yeah. And I came to Florence like 5 times.
That's true.
Yeah. But because I was like looking for comfort and like looking for
familiarity, right?
Right. Familiarity. And like, I was just always looking for like, where are we going out next? Like, what That's are we going to eat next?
I would say right now, but now the bill would be on me. In college,
let's
it was
say the
not.
Bill is on the same
if the
person.
Bill, if the bill was on my parents both times, definitely now.
Yeah.
If I'm paying. If it's like I go in college, my parents pay, or I go now and I have to just figure out how to support myself for 4 months in right. like Florence.
I think now it would actually like add to who I am as a person. But in college, it almost made that person worse.
I could see that.
Yeah.
It like, yeah.
Okay. Shoot, party, BBFF with Ariana Grande, Meghan Markle, or Selena Gomez.
Okay. It's I'm hard. Being BFF with Selena Gomez because I'm obsessed with her.
I'm partying with Ariana
because you just said she does a lot of drugs. She's a ton of fun.
Yeah. She seems like a ton
and
of
I'm
fun.
Getting rid of Meghan Markle because she's pregnant, so like I can't really relate to her at the moment, and she's probably kind of boring.
Yeah,
definitely not partying with pregnant Meghan Markle. She's probably like not doing much.
She also was down to make this transition from regular fun celebrity who didn't have any rumors about her drug use, to be honest,
yeah.
to this like royal who has to like follow all these boring rules. So
that's true. Which brings us to our last question. Would you rather have your daughter grow up and marry a British prince or grow up and win the actual lottery? Really?
Deaf. Lottery sounds amazing. The only bad part is that you have to pay taxes on it.
You have a lot, probably you got a lot more money than winning the lottery if you become a princess.
Yeah, but I've said this on the podcast.
You
don't
want to be a princess.
That being a princess is all that it's cracked up to be. I think it's a lot of rules. I think maybe being a princess like 100 years ago would have been the better answer because
I think there's probably more rules then.
Yeah,
it's but a little more racist
but,
then.
Yes, but the life that you were compared to, like as a woman.
Right.
That life was way better. Both women, both
right.
in both situations. A
lot of rules in general women, for society.
Right. Women were not really liberated in either situation. So I'd rather be in this like super amazing, unliberated situation. But now that this lottery money could like be all mine because I'm a, like, because
right.
my
you,
money
you
wouldn't
have to,
belong
what
to
do
my
with
husband.
It. You don't have to ask the queen about how long your skirt length.
Right. Exactly. Right. Like maybe that rule 100 years ago would have been fine because it's like everyone's playing by those rules. So
right.
like whatever. But now you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go have all of these like rules and have to like stop eating when the queen eats, like even though I'm still hungry. Like, fuck that.
That would just make me eat super fast.
Those are my priorities.
All right. That's our show. Thanks so much, guys. We will see you next week. Pre-order When's Happy Hour at betches.co/WHH.
And email us at slapped@betches.com for any questions, comments, concerns, whatever.
Okay, bye.
Bye.